Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. We believe the Lord has sent us to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. And the way we do that is that we honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. And the way we establish the present, we appoint junior ushers, junior deacons, junior trustees, and we train them in the fear of the Lord and treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that brought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody say, that's the word of God. If you will, please, I need you to turn with me to the book of Joshua. And I'm going to begin reading out of the 10th chapter and begin at the 12th verse, Joshua 10 and 12. If you're with me, somebody say amen. And if you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jashar? All Bible scholars that are listening to me early this morning, you all remember our introduction in school to Jashar, don't you? When David took up the lament concerning Saul and his son Jonathan, and ordered that the men of Judah be taught this lament of the bow. It is written in the book of Jashar. And so the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down for about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. That's enough. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. I'm excited about serving in this capacity yet another year that the Lord has allowed us to be here. I don't know about you, but there's something very striking about this text and challenging. And because it challenges me, I wanted to challenge you on this brand new year. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Because the Word says what God did in this text had not happened before this time and has not happened since. My dear brothers and my sisters, that means to me it was spectacular. It was off the chain. It was mind-blowing and, again, just marvelous. Let's look at the text again. The text says, first of all, God, he listened to man. The second thing is he stopped the sun from going down. And then the third thing is that he stopped the moon from coming in. And then the text says, surely, the battle wasn't Israel's. It was God's. And, of course, he is the captain of the battlefield. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. God has never lost the battle. And the text says that they won overwhelming. Look at somebody this morning and tell them, I'm a winner. If you're by yourself, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm a winner. However, the thing that is getting to me this morning is not the how. Because I know how. Oh, yes, I do. I know God can do anything he wants to do when he wants to do it. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. the why. And this alone will help me to set this text up and give you a title that I'm a preacher and I'm going on about my Father's business. For to be able to tell the sun, don't leave where you are, and then tell the moon what I have created you to do, don't do it. Oh, you all know the sun denotes daytime, don't you? And the moon denotes nighttime. And what God does here and is saying to you and I this morning, hold off the night and let the daytime reign. I hear God saying, tell time it cannot do what it's used to doing. Oh, I'm going somewhere with this. Because I begin to think about this thing and looking over my own life, trying to figure out the moments when God intervened and stepped in my life to reorchestrate some time for me. Oh, you know he will do it, don't you? God can break up a party, especially when he's not the honoree. Somebody talk back to me. Then I begin to think about what kind of stuff I want God to step in for me and hold up time for me. All right, Black Talk family, here I go. My mind went to a song. I know y'all holy and churchy and everything on this broadcast, but my mind went back to a song that would help me tag a title for the sermon. I was reading what I used to call the Black People Encyclopedia, the Jet Magazine, when I didn't know any better, and certainly before I became a writer. I was reading, and I remember a young man by the name of Tyrone Davis. Oh, you all know him, don't you? I must apologize early this morning. He didn't sing Nearer My God to Thee. He didn't even sing I Know It Was the Blood. But he did sing a song called If I Can Turn Back the Hands of Time. I feel like preaching. Look at somebody, if you will, early this morning and tell them, if I can turn back the hands of time. Do I have a praying church? My dear brothers and my sisters, as we begin to embark upon the dissection of this text called If I Can Turn Back the Hands of Time, I'm convinced on this brand new year that the Lord has longed to us for such a time as this. The most important commodities that God has given us as a people of the Most High God is a thing called time. Somebody say time. As a matter of fact, I stopped by to tell you early this morning, whatever you do in life, don't squander or waste your time, for time is important to everyone under the sound of my voice. Oh, I'll prove it to you. You can take my money. I'll get some more sooner or later, and I'll write about it. You can take my stuff, and I'll get some more stuff sooner or later. But time, good God Almighty, is funny. When time is gone, it's gone, and you can never get it back again. Look at somebody and tell them, for me, don't waste my time. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip and say, don't waste my time. Asking me a whole bunch of biblical questions, and you know you're not going to live right or have a mind to do right. Don't waste my time. Wanting to know what I'm doing, where I'm going, this, that, and that, and this, when you know you don't really want to know anything about me and you're not really interested, you're just being newsy and you're just wasting my time. Somebody say time. I'm going to leave that alone now. I've set this up the best of my ability, and I've got some Bible to back it up. The Word of God says make sure you redeem the time. Meaning, make sure you seize moments, that you don't waste time, and make sure you regard highly the time you do have. For if any of you ever listen to Grandmom, she said, surely there's something about time. If you live long enough, it will run out. Didn't she say so? As a matter of fact, the Word of God is so serious about time. It talks about the relationship between time and the move of God. Oh, I know I'm right about it, because when the Word talks about time, it refers to time in two ways. Number one, somebody say number one. Number one, in the biblical transliteration of the Word of God, it refers to chronos time. Somebody say chronos. We use that for the base in terms of time, of minutes, seconds, and hours, days, and weeks, and months, and years. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that that kind of time is measured. Somebody say measured. Or I'll prove it to you. I got some Bible to back it up. I hear God saying, I will honor a man on earth And there's a certain amount of time on earth, for I will give you 70 years, and it's measured time. It's measured time by the fact if you do right, for it is your responsibility that you may gain or you may lose, depending on how I order the time and depending on your decisions you make in this life and how you honor your time. Well, I'm going to preach in a minute. Mm-hmm. There's another kind of time. Somebody said time. And this kind of time is called Kairos. Somebody said Kairos. And in the biblical transliteration of the word of God from the Greek view, God says this kind of time, I'm not going to let you measure it. Mm-mm. I'm not going to let you measure everything by minutes, hours, seconds, and months, and years. Can't do it, partner. Mm-hmm. Because if you live long enough, some blessings and answers to prayer won't always come with chronos time of minutes, seconds, and months, and years, but simply come with you having a matured in God and the light bulb has come on in your head and stony heart. Somebody say glory. Mm-hmm. And you know for yourself, you can pray loud as you want to. You can moan all night long. You can speak in every tongue, your tongue, borrow a tongue, somebody else's tongue. Lord have mercy, that's another message. Y'all excuse me. However, he may not come when you want him or when you think he should be there, but I'm going to get a witness in here this morning. You all know the story. He's always on time. Kairos. Kairos time is called event time. The kind of time that lets my soul say, I got it now, Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. I understand now it's not about me, but it's all about you and the assignment that you have given unto me. God, have thine own way. Somebody say glory. Uh-huh. About time you got it. I feel like preaching now. God is only impressed with you and I when we learn from our mistakes. For some of you today are in the repeat class because you keep on doing the same dumb thing over and over again and wasting time over and over again. And I hear God saying, when you learn the real truth about time, whether it is chronos or kairos, then heaven will look clearer to you and your soul will agree, while working for the master, it was time well spent. God Almighty, somebody said time. When you can say, I may not be what I ought to be yet, but I'm not what I used to be, that's time well spent. Mm-hmm. When you can say, I don't do what I used to do, and I don't go where I used to go, and I don't say everything that I used to say, that's time well spent. When you can say, I'm just not the same, God is working on me, that's time well spent. For sure, the enemy will and loves to control our time. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help somebody this morning and myself because this becomes warfare in the spirit. For if you waste time that you could be praying, reading the word of God, meditating on God's goodness, on how you can bless and be a blessing to the household of faith, and learning to be still and develop an ear for God, being a sheep that knows the voice of God, and don't apply this principle to your life, the enemy has wasted your God-given time. Somebody say time again. Mm-hmm. Stop by to tell somebody early this morning, for sure, whatever you put your time in the most is where your treasure is. Mm-hmm. And your treasure is where your heart remains. For the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things shall be added unto thee. Oh, I got to close this morning, but for sure, and certain you can waste time. And then it is that you come to my text, if I can turn back the hands of time. But when you look over your life and see what you haven't accomplished, anything you are nowhere near your dreams and goals, and you will say to yourself, if I could turn back the hands of time. I hear many of you saying, if I could turn back the hands of time, I would go back to school and do all of my homework. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be in such a hurry to leave home and be honored to clean my room and any other room in my mother's house. Uh-huh. I wouldn't be so fast to want to grow up just to say, now I wish I was a child again and somebody else was paying all the bills. Uh-huh. Most of all, this is my testimony. Many people I got caught up with, if I could turn back the hands of time, I wouldn't give them the time of day, because I played with the devil too long and wasted my time. Somebody just say hallelujah. I better be careful. I may start crying right now when I think about the time I wasted with the devil. And if I go down memory lane, 1 year became 5 and 5 became 10. Oh, if I could turn back the hands of time. Let me try to close again, for I'm on my way to heaven and I've come too far to turn around. And you don't have to answer for me, for I can answer for myself. If I can turn back the hands of time, I would have said what I needed to say a long time ago, and I wouldn't have a problem apologizing and saying I'm sorry. Somebody say glory. If I could turn back the hands of time, I wouldn't have been so fast knowing what I know now. I would have waited on the Lord. Somebody say glory. One good thing about time, God is not confined to time, and time doesn't control him. For he controls time and has the power to change everything. And time has put on you and I. I heard somebody said, I've been to hell and back, but I don't look like it. But time has put on me. God stopped the process, and I'm still here. Can I get a witness? Somebody say, I'm still here. Oh, glory to God. God can change what time has judged. Oh, yes, he can. Let me try to close again, y'all. In the text, the people of God was in a fight, in a battle. And if you don't believe me, just talk to Jesus. When the devil had a conversation with the grave one day, he said, grave, what I want to know is if I kill him, can you hold him? And the grave said, hold him how long? And the devil said, forever. And the grave said, if you give him to me, I declare I can hold him. And the Bible said that the grave held on to him about 3 days. But I'm so glad early this morning to say that on the third day morning, the Bible says that he got up with all power in his hand. Oh, yes, he did. I want to thank God this morning that he can change what time has judged. Somebody better talk back to me this morning, for the people of God was in a fight, in a battle. I wish I had time, I would take you back to chapter number 9, because when you look at chapter number 10 in the book of Joshua, the Bible declares that the Israelites ended up fighting the Amorites on behalf of the Gideonites. Good God Almighty. But I just want you to know early this morning, if God has promised them the promised land, then why in the world do they have to fight in the first place? For you do know he is God. He's a God that shall not lie, nor the son of man that shall repent. And a promise is a promise. For in chapter 9, after the Gideonites had wiped out all of their enemies, the same folks was like the sons of Anak, and they looked like grasshoppers. The same folks under the leadership of Moses had the nerve to say, it will never happen. However, I hear Joshua saying, if God said it, then we can do it. I want to help somebody this morning, because if I could turn back the hands of time, I would say the words like Joshua. I would have spoken victory in my life a long time ago. If God said we can do it, if God Almighty, we can do it. Or somebody look in the mirror and say, you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. All things are possible to them that believe. I heard Joshua say, if God said it, we can do it. And when you read it for yourself, they went through one situation after another because they believed what God said. I need somebody listening to me this morning to agree with me. If God says my family will be saved, then they shall be saved. I need somebody to agree with me, the woman of God, that healing belongs to me. That deliverance belongs to me. That money cometh to me. Somebody said, God said it. Hallelujah. See, when you know God said it, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly of what you can ask or even think. Yes, he can. He is able. Now, when you go back to chapter number 9, the children of Israel begin to believe God. See, God knows if you're playing or serious. Because when you're serious about the statement, if I can turn back the hands of time, you will declare, I don't care what it looks like to you or what it feels like to me, I know God said it. And I'm not wasting any more time trying to convince you. It's a done deal. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and I shall not be moved. Chapter 9 says the Gideonites that could fight real good were the enemy to the Israelites. But when they saw that the anointing of God was on their lives, they went to the Israelites and said, "We'd rather be your servants than witness the hand of God against us." Listen, in chapter 10, when they heard that the Gideonites had hooked up with the Israelites, then they went to attack the Gideonites, but the Israelites said, "No, you can't mess with them now, because now they're on our side." The Bible says, God will make the devil your footstool. Didn't he say so? And whether you know it or not, all leaders and pastors under the sound of my voice this morning, let me tell you the rule. Hear me clear, man and woman of God, for servanthood is if they serve, you have to protect. Do you hear me? You all know the song, "I'm on the battlefield working for the Lord, and I promise him that I will serve him till the day I die." Lord, as I close for real this time, the Israelites started fighting the Gideonites, and watch what happens. They fight, but then they don't fight. For the Bible says, when Joshua, when he jumped up to fight this battle, God stepped in and stopped time for his children. Somebody said time. If I can turn back the hands of time. Listen, if I could turn back the hands of time, then I would do what I needed to do a long time ago. I would understand that there was no perfect church, no perfect pastor, male or female. And when I got there, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. But if I could turn back the hands of time, I would confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, and cry out loud, "Save my soul." For he died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. Listen, God's got a plan for your life this new year, and that plan is for you to prosper and not fail. Until next Sunday morning, you ain't crazy. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until 7 a.m., may God bless you real good.